I got a phone call last week off the chairman saying that he was, how old was I, what was I doing, and he was maybe considering making changes and would I be interested. And I said, well, when you make the change, then phone me. And then he made the change and he phoned me. And then I met him yesterday and I spent all day with him yesterday and Paul and all day today.
So from your perspective, completely out of the blue then?
Well, from the call last week, yes. You know, and I know there was rumours flying around before I got the call that, you know, things weren't well, you know, the results weren't going well or whatever. So it was, yeah, of course it was a surprise. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's a nice surprise. So because, you know, it's up to me now to try and take this club forward.
And I guess it is the kind of club, when you take into consideration the size, its heritage, you can't really say no, can you?
Well, that's one of the questions that everybody kept asking me from people that know me. Why would I want to drop down? Because of the club, the tradition. And as I said to the other press people, that everybody keeps calling it a proper football club. And when you come behind the scenes and you see it, that's exactly what it is. And there's no way, after speaking to the chairman and his enthusiasm and his commitment, that I just felt it was right. And I've done that before. The last club I went to, everybody said to me, why are you going there? For what reason? Because I felt it was the right thing to do. I get that feeling here, and that's what drives me up.
And have you done that traditional thing where you go and walk up to the top of the steps of the stadium and have a look down?
No.
Not yet?
No. I've had a look around the place and everything else, and I think I've only seen the club from below, i.e. pitch side, dressing rooms. I've played here many times, played in FA Cup finals here, I've played here in league games, I've managed here, you know, and everything else. So I've always known it's a big club, but when you walk behind the scenes, you see the actual enormity of it. It's a fantastic football club, and I just felt that it was right for me. And certainly talking to the chairman, it was, this could happen and this could be something big. And that's what I do, I build. And if I have the same success as where else I've been, then I'd be really happy.
Considering that Wednesday are third in the table, as a manager, do you have that professional sympathy for Megson?
I'd have the same sympathy if we stayed from bottom. Because we're in a job that is, you know, we can lose it. And but listen, just make one thing clear here. If I didn't take it, somebody else would have. Because the decision has already been made. So all I want as the fans is to keep doing what they've been doing and support such a great football club. And I'm just privileged to be part of that now.
When you speak to some of the lads, it's very clear that the respect and the admiration that they had for Gary. Do you see it almost as a matter of you have to win the dressing room over?
No. Spoke to the boys today. They know me. There's people in there that have worked with me. So they would have already asked and got the recce and everything else. And the one thing that will be clear, it'll be fair. And everybody starts afresh, and everybody that didn't have the respect, as you say, have an opportunity, and the ones that did have the respect have got to be watching the back now, because the ones that have got a point to prove might be chasing them down, and that's great. What you want in your dressing room is competition, and if you haven't got competition in your dressing room, then you haven't got a dressing room. The one feeling I got this morning talking to the boys, there's plenty of competition in there and they want to do well, and whether it be me, Gary or anybody else, they've got an opportunity to change their lives, and why should that affect them in any way? Because players are players and they just get on. As you've seen, this isn't the first time, this happens many, many times, and players just get on.
But Milan has made it very clear, hasn't he, that this is a club that wants promotion. They believe that they should be in the Championship. Does that add almost an extra layer of pressure upon you?
Tell me which club doesn't. It's not just confined to one club. You know, you go and speak to, you know, Cardiff, Wolves, Swansea, go through Forest, you go and speak to them all. They all want the Holy Grail. And that takes a lot of hard work, a lot of planning, and I'm just now happy to be part of that, because that's what I do, I build.
With the greatest respect, people might look and say, well, what can you do that Gary Megson couldn't or could have done?
What do you want me to say? you know. Well, is looking at record, everything.